Specsavers is proud to support the Green Hour. Let's work together in preserving the planet.
Welcome to today's show. It's our 127th episode of The Green Hour, a show committed to sustainability here in Nelson Mandela Bay and across the country. We talk about a national conversation because we've got some really wonderful local and national guests joining us. And today, we start off firstly with local, because joining us on the line, we've got from the Transnet Port Terminals, we've got Lwando Nhlali. He's the Safety, Health and Environment Manager at Transport Port Terminals, and he joins us now on the line. Lwando, welcome to the show. Lovely to have you with us.
Good morning, Gareth, and a very good morning to all the Kingfisher FM listeners.
It's lovely to have you with us. Tell us a little about your responsibilities at Transnet Port Terminals.
Gareth, I'm currently the acting safety, health, environment, as well as the quality manager for Transnet Port Terminals in the Port of Port Elizabeth. And my role that I play within the organization is that I am responsible for managing the health and safety environment as a quality management system. The organization is certified in terms of internationally recognized management systems, in terms of ISO 14001, 9001, as well as OSHA 18001. And these systems need to be in place to make sure that they are maintained by the organizations. And my responsibility is to make sure that these are in place. For these systems to be in place, we need to make sure that we do a lot of work around the organization to make sure that, firstly, we protect the life as well as the wellness of the employees. But at the same time, from an environmental point of view, we're able to initiate sustainability projects within the company as well as outside in order to contribute towards environmental sustainability.
Excellent. Now, we've just, of course, come away from a Tourism and Heritage Month, and Arbor Week included in that, and I believe that Transnet Port Terminals got involved with sowing seeds of sustainability at some of the schools in the city. Can you tell us a little bit about this project?
Yes, Gareth. Arbor Week is celebrated in the country between the 1st and the 7th of September. Basically, Arbor Week is basically intended at promoting awareness around the planting of trees. As Transnet Port Terminals, because we subscribe to the environmental sustainability principles,
yes,
we've taken an initiative to do an event this year. We did it in partnership with the Department of Environmental Affairs,
yes,
as well as OESA, which is the environmental organization,
yes,
within PE. We identified schools that we felt were in need of environmental learning in the Motherwell community. And the intent of this event was to plant the trees.
Wonderful.
And to make sure that we create awareness around the importance of trees in the learners between grade 1 as well as grade 7 in the Motherwell schools. The schools that we selected was Elundini as well as Inkwekwezi primary schools in Motherwell.
Fantastic. And I believe the trees that you planted were sort of unique in there. You planted them with a real purpose. They were spectrum trees, which apparently have quite a big role to play in us actually reducing our carbon footprint.
Yes, Gareth. The Arbor Week, normally, there's two trees that are normally planted for a specific year. And they say it was a lavender tree, and we've chosen the spectrum in this sense because the spectrum is native to the Eastern Cape, and it's got a unique characteristics in that it's got an ability to take big quantities of carbon dioxide. And in that particular process, it converts that particular process through photosynthesis into oxygen. The spectrum basically covers a lot of area, and 10 hectares of spectrum is it can be equivalent to taking 26 cars off the road for a year. So
wow,
you can imagine the amount of carbon dioxide that you would actually take out of the air in order for us to be able to create
wonderful
a cleaner environment for the Nelson Mandela Bay.
That is wonderful. And I think that's what you're empowering and teaching the kids with this wonderful knowledge is fantastic. Just moving away from the sowing the seeds of sustainability project, you know, I can imagine that as Transnet Port Terminals, there are some other environmental concerns in and around Nelson Mandela Bay. And I was just interested to know if if there, some of them are on the radar of Transnet port terminals, and what you're doing to sort of address some of the other concerns that you have environmentally in the region?
Yes, like I pointed out previously, Gareth, we are ISO 14001 certified, and this is an environmental management system which is internationally recognized, which was certified in terms of. And I mean, Transnet Port Terminals, as a terminal operator, we are very responsible organizations in terms of environmental requirements and meeting our legal obligation for the country. So, I mean, some of the issues that you might have, like any other organizations, because we've got very good systems in place but that we are able to implement to proactively identify any issues that you might have in terms of environmental impact, and those can be addressed through those systems that we put in place in terms of environmental management.
Okay. Well, Lwando, please send your congratulations to your team, because it's wonderful to hear about these good news stories coming through, and hopefully we can hear some more. Thank you for the excellent work that you and your team are doing, and thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Gareth.